WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and confidence. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating healthy boundaries for your mental well-being. You know, that feeling when you're constantly saying yes to everything, even when you're already stretched thin. Or maybe you feel like people just walk all over your time and energy. Yeah, I've been there too. Trust me, it's not a good place to be. We're bombarded every day with demands, work, family, friends, social media, the list goes on. It can feel overwhelming trying to juggle everything and keep everyone happy. But here's the thing. Prioritizing your mental well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this: you wouldn't put your car through 1,000 miles without regular maintenance, right? Your mind needs that same kind of TLC. So, how do we set those boundaries and create space for ourselves? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you start building those mental walls today. First up, recognize your limits. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? That's a clear sign you need to reevaluate what you're committing to. Learn to say no gracefully. It's not about being rude, it's about protecting your energy. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Next, define your values. What truly matters to you? Family? Creativity? Adventure? Once you know what's important, align your actions with those values. It'll help you make decisions that support your mental health and overall happiness. Think of it like choosing the ingredients for a delicious meal. Only include what nourishes you and discard the rest. Thirdly, communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations to others. A simple, "I need some quiet time to recharge," or "I can help with that, but I have a deadline to meet," can go a long way. Remember, open communication is key to building healthy relationships and setting boundaries. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Think meditation, exercise, spending time in nature, anything that brings you joy and helps you feel grounded. It's like giving your inner compass a regular tune-up. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be times when you stumble and struggle to set boundaries. That's okay. Just remember to learn from those experiences and keep practicing. Celebrate your successes and don't beat yourself up over the setbacks. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, surrounded by colleagues buzzing with activity. Suddenly, your boss asks for an extra project, one that falls outside your current workload. How do you react? Do you automatically say yes because you don't want to disappoint them? Or do you take a moment to consider your capacity and prioritize your own well-being? By setting boundaries, you can gracefully decline the extra project without feeling guilty. You can explain your current commitments and suggest an alternative solution or timeline. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. And remember, saying no to something that doesn't align with your values opens up space for opportunities that do. It's about creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. So, are you ready to reclaim your time and energy? Start small, maybe set aside an hour each day for yourself, without distractions. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you. And most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember, your mental well-being is worth it. Every single day, practice self-care and build those boundaries brick by brick. You've got this. Keep sharing your thoughts and experiences. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep building that stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.